Gee, Mr. Hartunian. Oh, my God!
Thank you.
The new phone book's here! The new phone book's here!
Well, I wish I could get that excited about
nothing! Are you kidding? Page 73, Johnson, Navin, R. I'm somebody now! Millions of people look at this book every day! This is the kind of spontaneous publicity! Your name in print that makes people! I'm in print! Things are going to start happening to me now.
Cactus PLA Incorporated. This is PLA Radio, episode number 26 for December 2009. I'm RBCP. Congratulations to the winner of last month's PLA Pumpkin Carving Contest. Spessa and I couldn't agree between the two most awesome entries, so it ended up being a tie between Handler and Matt. They both received PLA t-shirts, coffee mugs, CDs, and a few other miscellaneous things. A lot of thanks goes out to everyone else who sent in pictures of their pumpkins, too. If you've never heard of the PLA Pumpkin Carving Contest, then you don't visit phonelosers.org nearly enough, and you need to go there more often. In PLA Radio Episode 25, I played a lot of hotel-related phone calls, and I completely forgot to include two of the most recent ones I was involved in. During DEF CON, me, Serbo, and Heavensent from iHacked.com entered the Telefreak Social Engineering Contest. And we put minimal effort into it by finding the hotel's maintenance and housekeeping staff's walkie-talkie frequencies and listening for them to be sent to rooms. Once they gave a room number over the air, we called the room and talked with the guests. Here's a couple of those phone calls.
Keeping to Daniel, that's 633, the cold black. The guest just called and said it's also behind the bed. 633, cold black behind the bed.
Copy. Hello?
Hey, this is Roy from Hotel Maintenance. Were you having a problem there?
Yeah, there's a couple of barf patches in our room still.
A couple of what?
I cleaned earlier today, but yeah, there's still some trouble spots.
A couple of what?
Barf patches?
Barf patches?
You know, like when people throw up and on the ground and...
Oh, I see. Yeah, we can get some...
Yeah.
We can get someone up there right away for that. We are going to have to charge $75 for cleanup, though.
Well, you know, it was when we first came in, the room was totally trashed, and someone came in and kind of did sort of a good job cleaning, but this is from the previous people that stayed here, not from...
Well, you sound like someone that just likes to complain to try and get free stuff, and we're not going to fall for it here. But we're going to have to charge you. We're going to have to charge you $75 for this.
What, your name was Roy?
My name is Roy.
Your name is Roy. We came in here, and I took pictures of the place right when we first came in, and it was completely trashed.
You took pictures after you trashed it, it sounds like.
No, I took pictures right when we walked in the front, and the maid came in and cleaned the place up. And she didn't do a very good job cleaning it.
Yeah, this doesn't sound very realistic to me.
Sound realistic to you. You can come see the pictures. You can come see the place.
Yeah, how do I know those pictures weren't taken afterwards? You see what I'm saying?
Because we just checked in this morning, and we called about it, and the maid was up here cleaning. I can show you the date and the time on the pictures.
I think you probably should just stop drinking so much so you don't barf all over your room.
Can I talk to your manager, please?
I'm the manager of this department.
You're the manager of the department? Well, can I talk to the manager of your department?
I am the manager of the department.
Can you talk to me? Listen, can you come to room 633 and come talk to me?
No, I'm not going to come down there. I don't do the menial like that.
Let me know. Tell me where I can find you then.
We're going to charge you $75 for cleanup, and we'll have someone up there in just a minute.
No.
It's going to go.
Tell me where I can come talk to you.
It's going to go on your credit card, sir.
Tell me where I can come talk to you.
I've already run the credit card number. It's charged. So you may as well just accept the cleanup and just forget it.
As you heard at the Las Vegas Riviera, code black means puke. Here's the other call.
It's bright.
27, need a makeup. They just checked in, I guess. 627.
for what?
Hello?
Hi, this is Roy from housekeeping. I understand you need something done in your room?
Yes, but I'm not completely sure if the room was cleaned properly. The sink is still stopped up as it was when we first checked into the room. I don't believe the bathtub is clean. The bed is made poorly. The sheets are, like, falling off and the comforter is not clean.
Okay. Could you try flushing the toilet for me real quick and see if that makes the sink go down?
Well, we used the toilet already and we've already flushed it.
Oh, well, if you flush it twice, like hit it two times, it's kind of like a code. Hit it two times and then one time, and it should do the sink.
And flushing the toilet will fix the sink?
I think. If you could try it while I'm on the phone real quick, we'll see if that helps.
Okay, hold on.
Hello?
Yeah, hello?
Yeah, that's not helping at all.
Oh, I see. And what was the other problem with the room? Could I talk to that lady again?
Hold on. Hey, Bear.
Hello?
Oh, hi.
Yeah.
What was the other problems with the room?
The bed. The comforter is not clean. There's stains on the comforter.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if she changed the sheets or what. The sheets aren't... The bed's not made.
I don't
know if, you know, they just left it the way...
Why don't you just
fix it up from where it was before we came... Well, I mean, when we came in earlier or what?
Oh, I see. Why don't you just make it yourself, though?
I'm sorry?
Why don't you just make it yourself? Because we kind of had...
Because I just checked into a hotel today, and the room should be presentable.
Yeah, but in the time you've spent making this phone call, you could have made the bed yourself by now. Like, what? You're just wasting both of our times, really.
Excuse me?
I said you're kind of wasting my time and your time by just being a big complainer.
Can I speak to your manager?
No, but, and what kind of stains are on the bed?
I'm sorry, what's your manager's name? What's your name?
My name is Jeff, the manager's name is Jeff Moss.
Okay, and what's your name?
My name is Roy.
Your name's Roy?
Yeah.
Okay, can I speak to Jeff Moss, please?
Jeff Moss is busy running DEF CON.
Who's in charge of you right now?
Okay, so you just need us to come up and make the bed then? Is that what this is all about?
I'm sorry that I have a problem with whoever came to do their job didn't do their job correctly.
Okay, do you think you could fold up the sheets for me and set them in a nice pile, nice and neat? Stack the biggest sheets on bottom and the smallest ones on top, and we'll come pick them up?
So you're saying that the person that was supposed to do their job, you want me to do their job for them?
Yeah, could you please? We're a little bit...
So
we're,
if I do that, then that means somebody's paying me what? That means I get comped off my room?
Oh, no,
I'm doing you all's job?
No, you're just helping out. We're still going to have to charge you an extra $25 to remake up your room.
Why are you charging me an extra $25 when it wasn't done correctly in the first place? That's
what I'm saying. That's your opinion.
Then they left the sink the way it was. Nobody came to fix the sink.
Why can't you just use... There's cups in there on the bathroom sink. You could use those cups to, get the water out of the sink.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, well, Roy, I'm going to go down to the front desk, and I'm going to find somebody to talk to.
Why can't you talk to me? I'm trying to help you right now.
We ran down to the front desk and recorded her complaining, but the recording didn't come out very good. These calls were presented in front of an audience, and we didn't win, but Not Kevin gave us some Telefreak shirts anyway.
Hey, well, all right, sir. Here we go, Baron. What are you going to give for?
The KDSJ radio auction for November will be on Wednesday, November 25th. A complete list of auction items can be found in the Tuesday edition of the Black Hills Pioneer paper, or go to KDSJ980.com and click on auction list. Then call in your bids at 578-1826 on these items.
Mr. Anderson from the PLA forums organized a phone mob recently on a small radio station in South Dakota. Our primary goal this time was to promote Cacti Radio. It didn't last very long, but the DJ got pretty upset with us near the end.
578-1826 or 1-827. Let's try this line. KDSJ Auction, go ahead.
I'm interested in the Holiday Inn Express package.
Okay. Those are selling for $50.
I'll give you a cactus instead.
A cactus?
Yes, a cactus.
I'll take $50. Did you want one of those or not?
Like on cactiradio.com.
Oh, okay. KDSJ Auction, go ahead.
Hey, can I bid on something?
Sure. What'd you need?
Can I bid on the Best Western?
Yep, those are going for $50.
$50?
Yep.
All right. That's what I want.
And your phone number?
630.
580.
6891.
Okay, and did you want to pick that up or mail us a check?
I'll pick it up.
Okay, there'll be somebody here till 4.
Would it be okay if I got there at 5?
Nope, 4 o'clock.
I don't get off of work till 3:30, and I'd have to break the speed limit getting there.
No, they'll...
I would have, You condone me driving 90 miles an hour on the interstate?
No. You'll probably either have to mail it in then, all right?
Mail it in?
Yep. Just mail us a check and we'll send it out to you. KDSJ Auction, go ahead.
Hi.
Hi.
I'd like to have the Boston and Rapid City.
Boston's? Okay.
Boston's. Is that, what is that? Is that, do they have food there?
Yes, they do.
What kind of food do they have?
KDSJ Auction, go ahead.
Is Elk Creek Steakhouse still available?
Elk Creek Steakhouse. Yes, it is. Those are going for $12.50.
$12.50?
Yep.
That's too much. Fuck that.
All right.
Ooh, getting some interesting calls today. Thank you very much. Partly sunny. We're at 29, and we'll be right back. And let's go back to the phones. KDSJ Auction, go ahead. Hello?
Hi, the Buffalo Saloon at Steakhouse in Beulah.
Okay, in Beulah, yep. You want one of those?
And the butcher shop.
The butcher shop are gone.
Oh, gosh darn it.
Okay. You want one or two of the Buffalo Jump?
I want two of them.
All right. Your phone number?
My phone number is 630-457.
457?
7852.
7852. Okay. And you want to mail that check then with the rest of your items?
Can I send it through email?
No. A check through email? I don't think so.
Why not? I could send you my number, and then you guys can just...
No, you need to send us a check, or you need to pick it up in person. So
but
that's the way it goes.
578-1826 or 1827, KDSJ Auction. Go ahead.
Hello, I'm interested in Buffalo Jump Saloon.
Okay, those are going for $15. There's a limit of two.
Oh, could I get two, please?
All right, your phone number?
My phone number is 6,557,865 and 320 and 5/3.
You serious?
Of course.
Question,
I don't joke.
Okay. Thank you for that wonderful call. Appreciate it, okay? Why don't you try to do something else for your living today? KDSJ Auction, go ahead.
Hi, can I bid on the subway auction?
Yeah, those are going for $2.
$2?
Okay. There's a limit of four.
Okay, can I get all four? Is that okay?
You can get four, yep. What's your phone?
Right. Okay.
What's your phone number?
Do you need my number?
Yep.
Last time I called, you wanted my number. Do you need my number?
Please.
Okay. Well, calm down now. It's 605-875-6281.
6281. Okay. Thanks for calling. KDSJ Auction, go ahead.
Hi. I'd like to bid $25 on a plug for cactiradio.com.
Well, you're welcome to call our advertising department during regular business hours if you'd like to buy some advertising for cacti.com, whatever the heck that is. KDSJ Auction, go ahead.
Cacti.com? Is this a radio auction?
Yes, it is.
Oh, well, I called and you said something about...
Did you want something on the auction today? I'm getting real fed up with these calls.
Yes, I want something on the auction.
Okay, what would you like?
The Roundhouse Restaurant.
They're gone. KDSJ Auction, go ahead.
Hi, can I have the butcher shop?
They're gone.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, boy. Well, this is going to be done for the day. You'll have to call in your bids at 578-1826 and talk to our secretaries.
Thanks goes out to Mr. Anderson from prehack.org for organizing that one and to the people who tried to participate even though they quit taking calls after about 10 minutes. And if you're wondering what Cacti Radio is, once again, you don't visit phonelosers.org as much as you should. About a month ago, we quit broadcasting the phone show on Party 93.4 and moved to a new station called Manic Radio. We lasted one episode on that station before they kicked us off, and the whole story about that will be linked in the show notes. I've now set up a stream for the phone show at cactiradio.com. This is a 24-hour-a-day station that broadcasts old episodes of PLA Radio, the phone show, music, and prank calls. You can also hear other shows on Cacti Radio, such as Ask Mr. Biggs, Paul.com Security Weekly, Security Justice, and The Nate and Die Show. A complete schedule of shows is available at cactiradio.com.
You have new messages.
What's up, fuckers? Cactus. RBCP, you are the fucking man, dude. Just wanted to tell you that. Also, this goes out to Trevlin, too. Trevlin's the fucking man. Your song, Black Hat Life, the best song I've ever heard in my life. I fucking live by it. Anyways, y'all take it easy and cactus.
Hey, Brad, it's Evil Gold.
I wanted to ask you what kind of software you use for doing your podcast and for your radio show. But then I remembered that you're a Windows user, so I was just going to tell you to stop using Windows and use Linux, because real hackers use Linux, and go hack a payphone and make it run Linux, because that's what I do. I only make free calls with free software. Bye.
Brad Carter, Luke Duncan, Maricopa County Sheriff's Department. You can reach me 602-876. I'd like to discuss some telephone calls you've been making. So please, again, my name is Luke Duncan, 602-876-8. Please give me a call back. Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. until 5:30 p.m. Thank you.
This is the last message.
Thanks, everybody, for the voicemails. If you want to leave one of your own, you can call us at 505-796-4020 or phonelosers.org on Skype. You can also email us at radio@phonelosers.org.
From on it to three, doing what I need to save the day and keep Gygas at bay. Skip sandwich deluxe, speed up my feet, get through Skara before I die of heat. To a dungeon man, the brick road maze dude, happy, happy town.
What the fuck?
It's all blue, summers and winters, Tucson and Forsyth, chill with Ann Donuts or the Runaway Five. I got my posse in tow, Paula, Jeff, and Pooh. Pokey, watch out, cause we're coming for you. So grab your yo-yo and gun, we'll have a little fun. Bottle rocket in your face, yeah, you know I fucking won. Threw him to the curb, stomped the little bitch's face, made the fat piggy cry, yeah, I put him in his place. So I saved the day and the world from devastation, united for peace across the earthbound nation.
So back up
and shut up and bow at my feet. Ness is taking care of business, cause I'm fucking Lee.
How you living, big man?
I'm having trouble with my dribbles. Shit smells so foul, you could call it double dribble. In fact, make it a triple. Got beef, we call it mutton. Moving through the vents, A3 and Charlie Dutton. I'm a strap bomb, verbal blitz vocation. I am patient with my rhyme scope, snipes like agents. A rap vacation, a rhyme elimination. Putting words on the page like bird flew to Asian. Hit hard like crack rock, they call me the shock doc. I'm stocking like pet shops on one of them red jobs. Sign pulling to pawpaw, smuggle like bed frames. 2 pounds of coleslaw delivered in red vein. They call me Hank on the roof, big man on a mission. Can't fuck with the truth like bomb on your vision. 2 rounds can splash on your dome like baseballs, and face falls to the ground, corn like maze walls. Now they can't stop us cause we moving too fast. Enough sand in the eyes, turn the desert to glass. Hit them bow, it's a nuclear bomb detected. Infected with the rhyme meat rejected.
Master of the side, Pookie's causing trouble, and now he's gonna die. I come from Delam, where the samurai hail. I've gotta make my master proud and prove that I won't fail. These demons are attacking cause I'm no defensive dude. HP's down to zero, but wait, I got the food. Hell's back again, Prince is back on top. Oh my god, critical smash. Spanish just got rocked. That hippie's got a toothbrush and a tube of Colgate. I'll blind you with those whites, Ness, you better look away. I'll slice and dice with my sword of kings. Still a fat lady sing, star some in your
whoa,
face.
Whoa, where'd you get that?
Moon training, running through the cities with people talking witty, from the dunes that are dusty down to old Saturn Valley, picking up presents and stealing monsters money. That's how I gotta roll if I wanna keep my honeys.
Yeah, that's it, you don't get any more. Fuck you.
Hey, Earthbound, what the fuck is this? Apparently it's a three-dimensional plastic case with a modern-day circuit board mounted inside, with the sole intensive purpose of entertaining a modern-day audience of years ago but not limited to today. Duh, but I've never played this game. Sounds lame, but it's true, and this unfortunate lack of gameplay, and I cannot undo. The cartridge is downstairs, you dumb fuck. Go play it, I say.
I don't want to, Mommy. Games make my wee-wee tingle, okay?
Here capacity to kill the cat, and cats are fat. So I measured the dimensions of the cartridge itself and come to the stunning conclusion. 5.5 by 3.5 by 1 point something. Ah, fuck, that something means nothing. A chemical analysis proves nothing of hypothesis, of which I thought up in the shower while I read Nintendo Power.
What?
Ah, so I lied, but the fact remains that the game is made of gray plastic.
Or so I think.
And you're welcome to call us at 578-1826 or 578-1827 if you have a legitimate auction call and not strictly a harassment call. And when we don't get harassing, nasty calls, we take the calls on the air. But we're not doing that today because we've gotten some ridiculous calls. What can I say? And if you buy any items on the KDSJ radio auction, our secretaries are manning the phone, so if you do have a legitimate bid on the auction today, by all means, call us 578-1826 or 1827.
I'm getting real fed up with these calls.